Now, as you continue to become centered in your breathing, as you breathe naturally now, not focusing on your breathing as much anymore, just knowing that your breath is becoming more and more centered within you and helping you to become more and more centered. And as you focus now on your chakra centers, see your chakras, visualize your chakras, all in perfect alignment, those balls of energy, those energy wheels, see them all now in perfect alignment with their respective colors. And I will go now through the colors of the chakras, and know that as I do, they may seem somewhat muddied to you, not quite brilliant in color, but with your visualization, with your intention, you can raise the vibration within each chakra center. Raise it and see the brilliance within those colors, the intensity of those colors. So as we start now from the first chakra at the base of the spine, the red, that ball of ruby red color, see it as a brilliant, bright red, intense. And as you do, with each one, feel the vibration within them. And notice as you move up with each chakra, the vibration increases as you move up as well. So the first one is red. The second chakra, orange, a brilliant ball of orange. The third, moving up to the solar plexus area, yellow, like a bright, brilliant ball of a sun. The fourth, blue, green, your heart center. And again, notice and feel the vibration rising as you move up. For each chakra is at a higher vibrational level than the one below it. The fifth chakra, or before the fifth, your high heart center that has become awakened in all of the light working community, those that are preparing for that first level of ascension, that first wave of ascension. See that now is a magenta color, beautiful, bright magenta, high level vibrational color. And the fifth chakra at the throat area, sky blue, brilliant blue, the daylight sky that you are finding now in your skies around the planet more and more, higher vibration that matches this chakra center. In the sixth chakra, in the middle of the forehead, the ancient third eye center, but not so ancient anymore as in many of you, most of you, if not all of you, your third eye has become awakened. And that is a purple color. See it as purple, as the night sky. The beautiful, brilliant night sky with the stars shining all around. And then moving up to the seventh chakra, the crown chakra at the top of the head. And that is either gold or violet or silver. Then the awakened now eighth chakra, soul star chakra, approximately a foot or so above your head, that being a brilliant, brilliant white combination of all the colors together at the top of their intensity brings that brilliant white, the white light. That's your soul star chakra. that has become awakened. And there are four chakras yet beyond this, which have not become awakened in very many yet across the planet, but shall in the times ahead. Those chakras will also become online as well. Two below your feet, and the two more that are above your head, making a total of 12 chakras. Now, not only are the chakras in alignment and with their respective colors, but also notice the spinning of the chakra centers. Notice how in most of you, your spinning of the chakras has increased. Even if your age is somewhat older, your chakras have increased in their spinning. Without you even knowing it, without you even necessarily intending it, it is happening because it goes along with your DNA. And the reactivation of your DNA. And in many of you, again, if not all of you, your DNA has become activated or reactivated at the higher levels of your being. Even though it may not show up within your third dimensional, in other words, it cannot be found on a microscope or checked by a doctor and they say, oh yes, your chakras are spinning faster. No, they will not show up in that respect. Just as your DNA that has become reconnected beyond the two, the double helix, beyond this, has become reconnected at the higher levels, the higher vibrational frequencies of your being, will not show up yet at a physical inspection, but it has happened. And your physical body will become more and more attuned to these higher vibrational frequencies and therefore your higher DNA as it becomes more and more reconnected again. All of this is coming. But now also focus within yourself now, as your chakras are in alignment, the colors of the chakras are brilliant, the spinning of the chakras has increased tremendously throughout every one of your chakra centers. Now the flame within you, that gold flame or that blue flame, or that violet flame, or all of them together, the trifold flame. See it now becoming more and more, greater and greater within you, expanding until it grows completely outside of your physical body, encompassing your physical body now. See it as the violet flame taking over your physical form. Physical form becoming engulfed in this flame. Visualize it as if you were standing in a flame, a violet flame of energy. But not burning, not your physical body burning, but all of the programming that has followed you from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. All of that programming now, see it burning away in the violet flame. Just as a flame burns away the old and new sprouts from the old, that is what is happening now. The old programming is disappearing. And the new programming that your higher self is now doing for you, higher self is reprogramming you. He or she is reprogramming you to become reconnected again to him or herself, so that your total being now is becoming reconnected. See this violet flame doing that now, and now expanding and expanding beyond your physical body, beyond the room where you find yourself, growing and expanding until it expands outside of the building, wherever you are, a home, whatever building that you are in, expands out and continues to grow and grow until it's expanded out across your entire township or village or city, wherever you are, see it expanding and growing. Engulfing now, just as it engulfed your physical body, see it engulfing your entire city, entire town, entire country now, state if you are in the United States, and then the entire country. You're in Europe, the countries in Europe as well, going across each ocean, expanding across the oceans. Now let yourself rise up, come out through your third eye center, through your third eye, just exit through your third eye as a window or a doorway into the astral world, your conscious knowing self, the beingness that you are. See that exiting, feel that exiting now, rising up. Up higher and higher, up into the sky, until you've moved up past the Earth's atmosphere. You become aware of all of the ships that are out here, the many millions of ships of all different colors and sizes and shapes. And you look back down to the Earth, and you see that violet flame now is expanding, for all of you are expanding it, and it is growing and merging in with everyone else's violet flame and completely engulfing the Earth. And just as it engulfed your physical body and your chakra centers and is reprogramming, burning away all the old programming and bringing on the reprogramming from your higher self, see that happening now at the collective level, the collective consciousness of the Earth. As the collective consciousness of the Earth is now reprogramming the consciousness grid, the crystalline consciousness grid that surrounds this planet, connecting all of the sacred power points across the planet, all of the pyramids, all of the sacred points, the energy vortexes, all of these being connected by this crystalline consciousness grid. And now the violet flame is now reprogramming this grid. The entire consciousness grid is being reprogrammed by the collective consciousness of all of the higher selves of this planet. All of your higher selves as a collective is reprogramming this grid now. And the violet flame is the tool for this. See it now, enveloping the Earth from your point of view, from the ships, from our point of view as we look down from our ships, just as your point of view now is that point of view, and at a higher vibrational frequency as well. You are not viewing this from the third dimension anymore. You are now viewing this from the fifth dimension and higher. And seeing it as we see it, as all of the galactics and the ascended masters are seeing it. As we see consciousness growing across the planet. In your third dimension, you see all of the ones that are yet asleep. But when we look, we see all of those that have become awakened. is a higher point of view from a fifth dimensional understanding. Now finally, become aware of the waves of energy that have been coming down into the planet. Wave after wave after wave. Just simply visualize those waves coming in, hitting the planet and going out as a wave of energy across the planet, and increasing in energy, increasing in vibration and consciousness. And all of those beings on the planet, whether awakened or not yet, are taking this energy into them. There's no way they cannot take this energy. Even those that are still mired within the darkness, that energy, that light is going within them as well. They may push it aside. Even at a consciousness level, they may push it aside. And that is okay. It is not up to you to make those changes within them. Only they can change themselves, just as only you can change yourself. See these waves now coming in one after another, stronger and stronger. And if you need an analogy to understand this, see it as the waves as you are looking from a beach and you are looking at the ocean waves coming in. And each wave comes in stronger and stronger, moving further out across the sand as it comes into the beach. And then finally, the largest wave comes and hits the beach and spreads out across the entire sandy beach, all of the area. Then now, see this, these waves that are coming in. But this final wave doesn't just stop. It continues on as a tsunami of consciousness, a tsunami of love would do. And it spreads across the entire planet now, engulfing the planet in this wave of energy, this wave of love, of higher consciousness, spreading everywhere, moving into every dark corner of the planet. And this you know of as the event, which is precipitated by the solar flash, which has been predicted for so long a period of time, and that you are so becoming closer and closer to having this event happen, having this incredible changeover come not only to your planet, but to the solar system and even the galaxy. And all are here now to witness this great event, this great awakening that is happening across the galaxy. Now see the aftermath of this event, of this solar flash, this wave of consciousness, as it envelops the earth. See the aftermath of this. See how the changeover will develop. Create it in your mind, in your intention. Visualize it. See how love will transform this entire planet. Raise the consciousness from a 3D consciousness to a fourth and fifth dimensional and even higher vibrational consciousness. Know that this is destined to occur. You and you, each one of you, are the catalyst for this. For every time that you visualize this, especially as a group, as you are doing now, every time that you visualize this, you are bringing the creation of this even closer and closer yet. So you do have power here. You can alter a destiny. Now allow yourselves to begin to drift back from wherever you find yourselves. Drift back towards your physical body. Come back into your physical form. Bringing your astral and etheric body back in. For those that may not be aware, you just experienced an out-of-body experience. Maybe not to the degree that you thought it might be, but yet it is an out-of-body experience where you left your physical body. Come back now into your physical form. Bring that sense that you may have felt, that feeling of oneness, that feeling of intense, immense love, of higher consciousness, of oneness. Bring that back into your physical form, into your 3D consciousness, for this helps to raise your 3D consciousness into the higher vibrational frequencies on a more regular basis. Allow yourself now to return to a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain. I come again to be with this group, with all of those that would resonate to these words. For these are the times. These are the times you have all been waiting for and working for diligently. You came here to do this. You came here to be a part of this. To raise the expression of consciousness here on the planet. This was your purpose. This is your mission. And all of you are about and a part of doing this now. Even though you feel like at times you are not doing enough, we would ask you, what is enough? When do you feel like it would be enough? For when you come together, such as you are doing in these groups, in these conference calls that you are having, when you come together like this, you are having a great effect on the entire consciousness of the planet, the entire collective consciousness of the planet. Every single time, and you come together every single week, one right after another, without fail. And every time that you do this, you affect the whole, much greater than you can imagine at this point. And know that not only this group, but all of the groups, various ones that come together, are affecting the whole. When Yeshua said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there will I be amongst them. He said that this is what he was speaking about. Energy coming together, consciousness, love coming together, raising the vibrations within yourself and within all around you. Have you not noticed, each one of you, as you walk amongst even those that are asleep? Have you not noticed how, in many respects, their consciousness is awakened somewhat to maybe a smile? Or maybe you simply walk amongst them, being invisible. Because they cannot feel your higher vibration. They cannot experience it. You can feel the lower vibration and experience that. But they may not be able to experience your higher vibration. But yet, it has an effect on them. Your light affects them, even though you or even though they may not know it. It is happening everywhere you go, because you cannot hold your vibration down any longer. Your vibration within you just wants to raise. Your vibration within your chakra system just wants to raise. It is destined for you to do this, because there is that portion within yourself, that memory within yourself, that remembers what it is like to be in those higher vibrations. And that is why so many of you become so disillusioned with so much that is happening across the planet now. Because you remember what it was like to be on the ships. You remember what it was like to be in a higher consciousness planet, in a higher civilization, higher in terms of consciousness. You remember this. So it is difficult for you to hold yourselves down. Think of it as if you were in a body of water and you wanted to sink to the bottom of that body of water. But you cannot do it alone. You must put a weight around yourself to let yourself sink down. And that is what you have done. You have literally put a weight around yourself, pulling yourself down into these lower dimensional frequencies. You have done this for many thousands of lifetimes here, many of you. But now, that weight has been lifted from you, and you are able to easily rise up to the surface, rise up into the light that is shining down through the heavens. And you can look up at the sky and see that light shining through the clouds. It is more than just simply the sun shining down. It is the light of higher vibration. It is the galactic central sun light that you are becoming aware of more and more. That is what is shining down to you. And that is what is coming as the second sun that is coming here. That will be that solar flash that will show that higher sun that is even now coming more and more into existence, but it will not show at your third dimensional frequency. It cannot. For those that are at lower frequency, those in a third dimensional frequency would not be able to withstand that higher light from the galactic central sun. They cannot stand that. They cannot withstand that. So, as a collective, they must raise up along with you. And that is why there is the waves of ascension that you are participating in, giving all of those family members that you speak of, all of those friends that you so long to help to awaken and come along with you. You cannot awaken them. You can do everything that you can to show the way to them. But it is up to them, and it is up to their time clock, an alarm clock, so to speak. When that goes off, just like as it went off for you, it will go off for them if they are meant to move on. So do not become disillusioned and disconsolate. Your time is here now. Their time is coming. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now knowing that yes, indeed, many announcements are coming forward. A rather large one is yet still to come, but it will be preceded by several, many different, what you might call smaller announcements that have already begun. And it is all leading up to the great changeover that is coming to this planet, to this solar system, and even to the galaxy itself. All of my peace and love be with all of you. I am your Saint Germain. Om Mani Padme Hum. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready to continue to rock and roll and to move on with the expression that is so prevalent, so coming over you all. Yes, Saint Germain spoke about disillusionment and disconsolate and all of these things, but so many of you are feeling the energy and the joy that is building up within each one of you. You feel it coming, and you know, you keep saying, we hear you, you keep saying, we know that something is coming, something is just over the horizon, and indeed it is just over the horizon. A new dawn is just over the horizon for all of you. And all of you are being prepared and preparing yourselves for this, as you move through this great awakening, for the first wave of ascension that is approaching so quickly now. We are ready for your questions. If you have questions for one who serves in Shoshana, you can unmute your phone now and we hear your lovely voices. And we can move on with this next part here. Any questions?
Yes, please. My question is, with this proposal of lockdown, will that stifle one's need shopping to take care of their needs?
We did not quite understand. Did you say shopping?
Yes. Well, we need to get our groceries and our food and take care of our things. And so I am concerned, well, we have been encouraged, and I acknowledge this, to be prepared. And I'm fairly much prepared as far as for myself. But I have my concern for others who are not prepared and they don't have their food for the proper sustenance during the lockdown. And I also have a sense that we have no idea with this proposed lockdown how long it will last. So that
first
is my
all,
concern.
First of all, we want you to take that term out of your vocabulary right now, lockdown. For that brings a sense of holding something down, holding someone down, keeping you in prison. And we do not want you to have that kind of visualization here, because that will just continue to hold you down in the lower vibrations. It will continue to keep you in that disillusionment that Saint Germain spoke of here. And that is not where you, each one of you, as the light workers and warriors, need to be at this point. You need to be focused on the higher vibrational frequencies that are all around you if you look for them, if you feel for them. Go out in nature. Look up at the beautiful blue sky that is there now. See the light, as Saint Germain said, not even just the light of the sun, of this sun, but the light of the galactic central sun that is shining through for those that have eyes to see. Do that more and more, and everything else shall take care of itself. You do not need to be focused on those lower vibrations. Now, with that understanding, we know that you live in those lower vibrations oftentimes, and you are still in that third dimensional illusion. So just let it take its course. Go with the flow here. That is what you need to do. Just go with the flow. Let everything take care of itself. Know that everything is being orchestrated. And before you know it, that kind of term that you used as lockdown or prison planet or any of these types of things that you have come to be programmed into believing will be gone. They will no longer be anything to be concerned about anymore. Now, Shoshana, do you have a different perspective, other perspective maybe can be given here?
We can share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, and thank you for the reminder.
Dear sister, what one who serves has given is a point of view that most that are focused on higher vibrations and their own spiritual life would resonate to. And he also reminded us that we are in the third dimension. So from a practical point of view, having food, mm-hmm. having provisions, is appropriate. It is not folly. It is not something you shouldn't think about. It is fine for those who wish to have provisions. What we would say is that there are many that live in a limited consciousness and live in lack when there is abundance all around them. So provisions and food are all part of consciousness, you see. We would remind all that are listening of the beautiful story of the fish, the fishes and the loaves. How they went so far to feed so many when there was originally so few, if all know that parable. This is applicable here, you see. We would say have provisions if you wish, if that makes you feel comfortable. And for those that may not have provisions that you could share with, this is a practical point of view. But then also remember that the planet is abundant and provisions are abundant for those who have the consciousness to feel that and to have that in their conscious knowing self. Namaste.
Wonderful. And a wonderful added perspective here as well. We move on. Are there other questions here? Any further questions from those of you on call?
Yes, one who serves. This is Lorelai. Yes. Hello, yes. Dear ones. And Shoshana. I've been working with crystals. I think I had some experience with crystals, I guess, in past lives. So I'm working with them more and also planning to bring them in my business. And I had on my forehead this morning a pinnalith. And that thing was just like, wow. I mean, it was just shooting. I can't even say exactly what. It was like I could feel the energy like tingling. It was like tingling almost too much. I finally did take it off, you know, because it was so much tingling and so much, you know, in that area. So I was wondering if it was like doing something like working with my cells or regenerating something or working with my third eye or what was going on there?
Most definitely you are reactivating those memories within yourself, those deep memories within yourself that are recalling those times when you did work with crystals in your Atlantean lifetimes, as well as we find here in Lemurian times as well, and even times before you even came here to this planetary system here, before in other systems. And you have reawakened and begun to reactivate those, that connection with those energies that come from the crystalline forces here. And we use the term crystalline forces because that's exactly what they are. They are forces that can be accessed. And you are in the beginning process, as we find it, to access these forces once again, both outside of yourself and within yourself as well. So we would suggest to you to continue to reactivate these memories within yourself and continue to allow your higher self to continue to assist you in this process here. Okay, Shoshana?
Yes, we would like to share. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, please state the name of this crystal once again slowly.
Pinolis.
And please state the color of this crystal.
It's it's got beautiful cracked facade, like beautiful. It's like gray and white, or gray and white, and the facade is like really I don't know. It's like little intricate lines going through it. It's beautiful.
We will share if we may.
Please,
we would like to share that your admiration is vast. You have a great admiration for the beauty of these beings known as crystals, and you have always had a great admiration for them. And because you have a great admiration and love and respect for these beings that are crystalline, that they will serve you. They will serve you if you wish for them to serve you. The idea that you have placed this crystal on your third eye and just wondering if it is activating your third eye, we are amused by this. It is obvious, dear one, that your admiration and love and your will to activate your third eye and your desire, your great desire, the crystal that you have chosen and that you admire will always, always magnify your desires and magnify your will. We find that you can place this crystal anywhere on your body, and you will feel the same thing if it is your will to activate that part of your body. For example, if you place this crystal upon your heart, it will also tingle. It will also activate a resonance in your heart to become more compassionate and more understanding of those around you, you see. So we are going to say that you are exactly following your own intuition and activating in your intuition that which you already know. Namaste.
Thank you. Can I ask you a little bit more also before you move on? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I was with my daughter. I have a particular pendulum that's a crystal. It's a chakra. It's a bunch of crystals that are all the chakra colors. And when I use the pendulum, it really works in it and so on. And I thought I was going to have my daughter try it because I feel like she's got this untapped just reservoir of metaphysical powers that she hasn't really gotten into yet. But anyway, she tried, when she went to use it on me, it didn't do anything at all except like wiggle. And I was surprised because I thought it was going to move, and I thought maybe it would like kind of start to awaken her a little bit. So I thought that was weird. Can you explain why that didn't work for her and it did for me?
We wish to share on this.
Please, yes.
May we share one and serve?
Oh, please, yes.
Dear sister, a pendulum is an interesting device. It pulls toward the will of the one that is using it. So it does not have a will of its own. It has the will of the person that is using it, you see. So if you wish for something to occur in your life and you are asking the pendulum a question, it will go according to the command in your own mind. So if you wish something and you say to the pendulum, is this yes or no? It goes by your own will, you see. What we find, and many do not know this, and many do not wish to believe this because they wish to have guidance outside of their own knowing. When guidance comes only from your own knowing, you see. So the one that is your daughter that you offered this device to does not have the same command, does not have the same will, does not have the same understanding, does not have the same desire to have it work for her, you see. So it will not. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Yes, it does make sense. Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good.
I have a question.
Exactly what we were going to say as well. So, answered that very
great minds think alike.
Yes, great minds think alike. Yes.
Hello, one.
Yes.
Hello, one who serves in Sardana. Much love and blessings. I don't know how much you can share on this. Could someone please mute their phone? We had a discussion during the talk earlier, and there's been a big bombshell that's come out about one of the presidential candidates in the Obama administration, and it's pretty huge. And I was wondering if you could shed some light or share with us if that might have an effect on that particular candidate, Biden's running for president, and if the election may be delayed. Can you share some light on that story about the SEAL team and the stuff? Thank you.
Yes, we can, and we will use your terminology there, shed some light. And that is exactly what is happening. The light is being shed or shown upon the darkness. And that is what is coming here. That is about what Saint Germain has spoken of with all of the many announcements that are leading to rather large announcements. And other channelers have said this as well, too. Other sources have been speaking of this. And this is going to continue to occur within your great awakening that is happening, as many things that are being revealed and coming into the light are coming forward now. And this is going to happen. Now, as to your direct question, we cannot answer that question directly as to exactly what is going to occur within your election process here. But know that it is a process that is happening, and a process that we will say here is not going to be the process that is going to continue on in the future. This may very well be the last election, as you know it in this respect, that ever happens again here. Or maybe not. We cannot say directly, but based on everything that is happening in the current time, you are looking at a great changeover coming to your not only your election process here, but your entire life process as well. We know that is quite general, and we hope it does not frighten anyone when we say your entire life process. But have we also not been saying for some time now that your lives are going to get much better as you continue to move throughout this transition that you are moving through now towards your ascension? Okay, Shoshana?
We can share on this.
Yes.
May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we know the projected answer to your question, and it could change because everything changes due to the consciousness of mankind, you see. So we see the relevant projection, the odds that you call them, of your question, but we cannot share it. We cannot. It is not within our power. It is not within our instructions, our directives, to share this with those that are living it, you see. We are not in the prediction business, and we are not allowed. We will tell you that there is a plan in place. And you have heard so many times, trust the plan.
Yeah.
There is a plan in place. And it will work itself out. Your job is to continue to be the light warrior that you are and follow your heart. No matter what is occurring outside of you or what is occurring in front of you, what the illusion is bringing to you, you must follow your own heart, you see. So we apologize that we cannot share this prediction, but it is not within our power to do so. And we think you already know the answer anyway. Namaste.
And we add here, as you have heard many times, get your popcorn out there and continue to watch the show here, because it is a show. Think of it in terms of all of the galactics in their ships, and they have their TVs, not like your TVs here, but they have their TVs attuned to the show that is happening here on the Earth. That is what you can look at this as. They may not be eating popcorn, but they are having their own refreshments as well. Okay?
Yes. Thank you. I thought that would be your response, and I appreciate it so much. I do have my popcorn ready, and my intuition tells me this will all start happening before the election. So I am just ready for that, if that is to be the case. Thank you.
Very good. There are other further questions here.
This is Gina.
Yes.
Hi, one who serves in Shoshana. My question, I'm not going because I'm in a closed room. So hold on. My question, I had a dream that I remembered a few days ago, and I have not remembered a dream for close to a year, if not more. And I was, pardon me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. And anyway, so this dream that came through a few days earlier, I woke up realizing I had just remembered a dream, and I was thinking of it so I wouldn't forget it as I arose. And when I looked over at the clock, it was 5:55, and I thought, oh, wow. So I went out and took pictures of the sunrise, and you know, it was just a very magical moment. And I came back to bed thinking of the dream. I didn't want to, you know, lose it. But here was the dream, if I may share real quick. It was almost the same as I had as a teenager, waking up or realizing that it's very light and bright out in the middle of the night. So like the sun was just coming, or the sun was becoming brighter and brighter at 11 o'clock at night. Those were my old dreams. And in the old dreams, I had a lot of fear. I was a teenager having these dreams over and over. So, and I always saw ships. The sky was filled with ships, and that frightened me because at the time I hadn't had an encounter yet. And so anyway, and there was army coming up our streets on some of the ships, you know, I mean, on some of the dreams. So this was like almost a full circle, because the time has changed, of course. Many decades went by. My spirituality and my growth has tremendously, you know, evolved. And so now this finally a dream has been remembered, and it's the event that I'm dreaming. And so in this dream, I see that it's a moon or something that is, I'm looking at the moon, I'm outside, and all of a sudden I see it's getting brighter, and then I realize, oh no, it, you know, in other words, it's happening. So it's getting brighter, 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 and it's like a sun now, and it's getting light out. So I realize, oh boy, and I start walking towards the house, go into the home, there's a few other people in there. I don't really look at them. I just know that there's bodies moving on each side of me, doing stuff, whatever. And I'm looking out the window, keeping my eyes on this event that's occurring. And I'm very calm. Everybody is very calm in this time. I never looked at the clock, because I always looked at a clock before in the other dreams, and it was always 11 o'clock at night. So I'm watching this event occur as it's getting brighter. And instead of ships, there are just, I don't know how many, but beautiful tons of doves coming out of the sky, coming out of the area on both sides of this light that's coming. And they're just swarming down, so beautiful, so magical. And there's like, there's crystals, there's like sparkling going on behind it, very magical, very mystical. And then there's animals that start to go past me. In I believe it's in the sky. I don't resonate that it happened on the ground. And they're in the sky. And there's animals starting to go past me in my vision. And the first thought that comes to my head is the ark. In the dream, that comes to my mind as soon as I see the animals. I turn to my left because one of the people are, I think, trying to get my attention. And like I said, I'm very calm. I'm not freaking out like I was as a teenager having that other dream. And while that's happening, when I first started looking out that window while I'm in the home, as I see the doves coming down, I start to repeat, this is it, this is it, this is it. And I'm just very pleased. Well, anyway, so that's my dream. It ended when I turned to look at the person trying to say something to me. So how about that? From fear to complete calmness. A dream very similar, you know. You have any insights on that?
It is not so much important whether we have insights, but whether you have insights. And we think you already have said that in terms of you have said several times you have said, this is the event. This is the event. You have seen potentially what it could be in the times coming, maybe not exactly as it is. It is more indicative of what you can expect, not so much figuratively like you have seen here, but what is the word we are looking for? Cannot come up with word we are looking for here in your English language. But anyway, it is showing what is coming here, what is going to be occurring in terms of consciousness. And that is what you have experienced here, a higher consciousness, solar flash, as you have shown here, doves coming down in terms of spirit, the heavens opening up, you might say, and everything that you experience, very vivid dream here and wonderful dream, and certainly a different understanding, as you have said, from when you had these type of dream earlier in your life. You have grown tremendously at a spiritual level here, and your dream is indicative of that. Now we will also say, get ready, because you are going to continue to experience more of these types of dreams and potentially remember more of them as well. Everything that you are doing, dear sister, is leading you to coming to a higher understanding within yourself, and your dreams are certainly indicative of that. Okay, Shoshana?
Yes, we would. We wish to share. May we share with you?
Yes, Shoshana.
Dear sister, we find in this dream and in your being itself that you have the gift of prophecy. That you have had the gift of prophecy your entire existence for this lifetime. And because you were not developed spiritually or mature spiritually, when the beginning of this gift of prophecy was revealing itself, you were not understanding how to use it. This dream that you had was prophecy, was prophetic, as well as what you know as a premonition. We will tell you, we are trying to find if we can tell you in a way that is not causing us to say something we are not allowed to say. We will tell you that the dream that you had was about you, was about your personal ascension. This was about you and the work that you have done to open your third eye has allowed you to see the development of ascension and the development of your own personal ascension in this way, symbolically in this way. And this dream is what you will receive experientially, personally, you see. And that you have experienced much of this already. And this will be the culmination of all of your work. We hope this makes sense to you. Namaste.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
I have a question, please.
Yes.
Hi, buddy. Now, my question is, as Shoshana was talking, is why, if you can't answer this, maybe not, and forgive me, why can't you answer some questions to us? Is it you're not allowed? Is it because we're not ready for it, or that we might not understand it, or that you may be telling things out of school, in other words? And I just wonder why we're not allowed to know it. And another question is, the one who serves, I have a question for you, that when you are talking and you're coming through James, are you using his voice? No, your voice is different, but excuse me, I didn't mean that. I mean, are you, when you have to talk to other groups, can you talk in their language? How do you know everybody's language? I think that's marvelous. Or you're just using his voice and his language, and that's how you do it. That's how I see it.
Yes, we would say here that you are looking at things from a three-dimensional perspective rather than from a higher dimensional perspective. And from
okay.
a higher dimensional perspective, we do not think in terms of being just a one being coming, as you are saying, in terms of channeling, coming through one particular individual, whereas we are coming through the whole. We are experiencing this as a together, as a collective, we will say here. And we can be in many places at one time. And certainly if we are in, say, South America, where they would speak more of a Spanish type of language, we will also work within that language as well, or in Tibet, or in France, or wherever it might be. We will associate to that level of consciousness that one that we are coming through will need to experience here, and those that are listening as well, you see. So, yes, we do alter the communication style that we use here. Yes. And what your first question was, what again?
I probably have forgotten myself. The first question, I think, was, you say that you can't answer that question that we have,
yeah.
that you're not allowed. I wondered why you weren't allowed to do that. I little well think something, but I'm not sure. So go ahead.
Are you familiar with the term, the Prime Directive?
Yes, I know who, well, I don't know who that is, because they don't tell us.
It's not a who. The prime directive is non-interference. We cannot interfere in someone else's free will. And if we were to do that, and we were to tell you something that was going to occur, and in a predictive type of style, we could incur karma on ourselves and also create a karmic situation for you as well. So therefore, there is the prime directive, which is non-interference. We cannot interfere in another's free will, okay?
We're not to either, right? We're not supposed to do that either. I love that.
That is correct.
Great. Oh, I love that. Thank you.
It is a universal law, yes. Shoshana, do you
wish to share? May we share?
Yes. You may share, honey.
Dear sister,
yes.
Each being that participates, that asks a question here, is on their own journey and has experienced what they've experienced on their own journey and reached some understanding or reached much understanding of their own beingness and their own situation. And we can share with each being on an individual basis that which they have achieved in understanding. We cannot share past that understanding that they have gained themselves, you see. That is one. The second thing is that we have directives that we must not be predictive in our answers. We must not attempt to share predictions, because you see, that can cause a creation of that prediction by just even saying it to those that believe it, and that is not appropriate for this world at this time. This world must come to its own understanding and its own conclusions and its own advancement on its own. We cannot interrupt that, you see. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Oh, yes. I'm so happy that I asked the question, because now I have a real full understanding. And thank you so much for sharing.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions before we turn to your email question? Anything further? Very good. Then do we have email questions here?
Yes, one who serves. We have three email questions. The first someone asks is, what is the relationship between the galactic spiritual beings and technology?
Consciousness.
Or between galactic spiritual beings. Sorry.
Consciousness. It is all about consciousness and vibration. So when you think of technology, you think in terms of your three-dimensional understanding and technology in terms of machines and those types of things. But technology at the higher vibrational dimensions is in terms of consciousness, working through consciousness, such as the many ships that are operated by a consciousness of their own. They coincide, they work together, cooperate together, meaning the one who is the, say, the captain or the admiral of the ship, and the ship itself work together to bring about a destination, perhaps, that they are working toward, you see, or to work in various aspects within the ship together. It is not only the captain and the consciousness of the ship, but it can be the engineer or whatever it might be, whatever is needed, but it is all about consciousness. Now, technology is at that higher vibrational level is not, again, as you understand technology. Now, there is, though, a technology that is used upon the ships to monitor what is occurring on the planet here and the collective consciousness of the planet. And you can think of that in terms of a quantum computer type of thing here. That is what we would call it here. It is light years, though, beyond your computer systems that you have now. So that is higher technology. Technology at the higher vibrational dimensions, though, is never used for destruction. It is only used for construction. That is a huge difference here. Now, there are times when there needs to be a defensive type of technology, but it is only for defense. It is never for, again, destruction. If one sends a destructive type of technology toward a ship of consciousness, that ship of consciousness will deflect that ray or that blast or whatever it might be that comes to it. It will deflect it back from whence it came. You see, that is how technology works in a very, what you call a nutshell here. It is much more vast than this. Shoshana, do you have anything
you
would
add? We cannot add to this.
Very good. Then we are done with that question. Next question.
Okay, next question. Regarding the lockdowns, what is the purpose of the lockdowns? I know you said not to use that term, but that's the term they use. So.
Yes, we have already, we believe we have already answered that question in a more direct way here. Then we do not need to revisit that one. We move on.
Okay, and finally, what? Hold on, I can't read my own writing here. Hold on a second. Let me sit up. What's an average day in the life of an ascended master? What's that like?
What is an average day? We cannot say that it is any average day. That is only in the moment. So every moment is different. So when you think of, in terms of your three-dimensional consciousness and the illusion here, you think in terms of your 24 hours in a day and what occurs in those moments of that day. But we think of it only in terms of the moment by moment. And every moment brings something new and something different and something more joyful than the moment before that. So it is completely different. Now, do we have enjoyment? Oh, very much so. We enjoy life at a spiritual level, and yes, even at times in a physical level, we enjoy it tremendously because that is all there is. There is nothing but joy in the moment, you see. So we would think, and the James asked this question many, many years ago here as we find it, asked this same question. And we simply answered, we think it is quite enjoyable to be able to be in many different locations at one time. In other words, bilocate. We think that is quite enjoyable, and we think you will find that quite enjoyable too. Think in terms of what it would be like to be wherever you are in the moment and then in the next moment be somewhere else that will bring you joy in the moment in another place upon your planet or another place in the solar system or in the galaxy itself. In the moment, you see, it is all about consciousness within the moment. Shoshana?
We find that what you have given is sufficient. We will add this. As Shoshana to serve that person into an understanding of who they are and how they can achieve a higher consciousness and to achieve joy ultimately in every moment of their lives. So we address questions. That is our directive, to address questions and be completely of service and to help that being. So we think that each ascended master can decide for themselves how to participate in their own ascended consciousness, you see. Namaste.
Very good. And then we are done with the question time. Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
We would like to share that we are in gratitude in every moment that we are called to serve, and that this is our purpose, to serve you, and we appreciate that you have allowed us to do so. Namaste.
Very good. And we simply will say with two words, to sum up here, be ready. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.